Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, psychic, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio television talk show personality. She brings to the airwaves talented people from around the world who share their insights and experiences with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna.
Hello and welcome. This is Donna Sebo, and we have, I think, an extremely interesting subject. And it's not drug bashing, but it is how can we as consumers become more alert and aware of the fact that medicine, food, chemistry affects our well-being. And this is something that so many people are having effects of, and they just go, oh my goodness, what's wrong with me today? What's wrong with me now? Medicine is an integral part of life. It is vitally important. We are able to have a better quality of life because of the advances in many instances that medicine has made. On the other side of the coin, there is a level of ignorance that's still pervasive, and it's something that we're constantly going to have to work with. It's not an add water mix and gee whiz, we've got this instant pill for whatever. It doesn't work that way. We're all very unique as individuals, as people, and in the aspect of wellness. So we have a guest today, Susie Cohen, who is a pharmacist, and I would say a pharmacist extraordinaire in that she has gone the extra mile to put together information that you and I can read and can become educated about. Drug Muggers is the name of her publication. And the subtitle on this book is Which Medications Are Robbing Your Body of Essential Nutrients and Natural Ways to Restore Them. Susie Cohen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Donna. What an honor to be with you.
Well, I am so delighted to have you on the show, and I so appreciate all of the work and effort that you've put into your various publications. And when I was made aware of Drug Muggers and I started reading your material, I said, oh my goodness, this is something that I have spoken about on minuscule levels because I don't have anywhere close to the level of knowledge and education that you have when it comes to chemistry. But you've been a licensed pharmacist for more than 22 years. You have been featured on so many different television and radio shows. You really believe in educating people and making them aware of their choices. When you were a little girl, were you dissecting worms and feeding mud to cats? I mean, is this something that you did? Is this how you started out with your interest in chemistry?
That makes me laugh. I didn't do those, but I did play with mice and probiotics, and I won the science fair every year. I went to state level and sometimes won there. So I was a nerd way back then, and I still am. I still tuck into bed with journals and studies, and metabolic pathways are like a second language. But I'm real passionate about getting people to understand what the medication that they're taking is doing to them. I love when that light bulb goes on over their head, and they're like, aha, this explains my unpleasant, uncomfortable, awful side effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they just think that they're a disease. And so I submit to people listening today, you are healthier than you think. You might just be suffering from the drug mugger effect, which is just basically where a drug or possibly a food or drink steals an essential nutrient from your body. You don't know that this is happening, and you develop some other symptom, like you become tired and depressed, or you start to lose your hair, or you develop an arrhythmia, or nerve pain, or brain fog, or pain. Something's happening, you know, and if you don't realize that that's tied to your medication, the doctor's just going to come in and slap you with another drug. And
mm-hmm.
on the medication merry-go-round, you go.
Right. And the reason I think I became so very much more aware of it than many individuals, and I think more people are starting to pay attention because they are interested. We have got a critical situation. I know of a couple that just received a notice in the mail that their insurance company was canceling them because the insurance company, which they have been with for 15, 20 years, medical insurance company, they're not doing insurance in a particular state anymore. They've just canceled everything, everybody in this particular state. The letters went out. All kinds of things that are happening like this to people around the country. And it's forcing, I think, an awareness that we had better start looking to taking care of ourselves and being aware of what we can do for us. Because there may not be that, if you will, an insurance policy. And this couple is an older couple, and they're suddenly faced with something. What are we going to do here? Well, it's being proactive. These things are happening in our world, and we hear all of these side effects. I just love the commercials for pharmaceuticals. You have all of this stuff that says you're going to die, your liver's going to turn purple, you're going to have all of these horrible things happen to your body. But then watch the butterfly fly, and oh, you're going to feel wonderful. And I go, isn't anyone really listening to this stuff? You know, it's awful. So your book does dispel. Drug Muggers is available. Anybody can get it.
It is. You know, Donna, what upsets me the most as a pharmacist for 22 years watching what's happening and knowing all this, I cannot understand why my book is not in every single pharmacy in the country, why it is not in every single doctor's office. I just don't understand that. This information should be out there. I mean, just the most basic things, like people, millions of them take blood pressure drugs, right? Well, those drugs can rob your body of calcium and magnesium, which, what does that do when you run out of those minerals? Those are the minerals that keep your bones strong. So now we have an epidemic of osteoporosis. Well, they just slap a new drug on it. Let's give them Boniva. Let's give them Actinel. Let's give them Fosamax. Why aren't they thinking, these people were taking blood pressure medicine for years. And then what about cardiac arrhythmias? It is so simple. I'm not saying every cardiac palp case is tied to this, but are you sitting down? I hope you're sitting down. Because biotin deficiency can be fatal, and it can affect heart rhythm. So can magnesium deficiency. Drugs rob the body of biotin. Anything that robs the body of probiotics is indirectly robbing the body of biotin, because that's a B vitamin that we make from our good gut bugs. So that is every drug that we take. It smashes levels of probiotics and therefore B12 and biotin. There are many drugs that we take, and also drinking coffee, which robs the body of magnesium. What I'm saying in a nutshell is if you run out of any of these nutrients from these drugs or from drinking coffee all the time, you could get cardiac palpitations. You could get arrhythmias. You totally can. And what is modern medicine going to do? Stick you with another drug. That's why I wrote Drug Muggers, because I wanted people to be aware. If you love your latte in the morning like I do, just supplement with magnesium. Also, iron would be good. And if you're taking any medicine, whether it's over-the-counter or prescribed, you need to supplement with a good probiotic and or biotin, because these things will affect your health. They will affect your heart.
Now, this is something that I would dare say that most of my listeners have never even heard. They might have heard a few of the variations. I think that my audience is an audience that really is open to being educated. They really are interested in all kinds of things. And this, you bring out one fact about CoQ10, and I'll share something with you. When I was doing a television show, this is about 15 years ago, there was a gentleman that worked on the set with me. And he was an elderly gentleman. He was a scientist. And I remember him saying something to me, CoQ10 is going to be found to be one of the most beneficial things for the human body that has ever been. And he was a man, I think he was in his 70s at the time I knew him. And he said, I take it every day. It is something that should be in everyone's dietary regimen, and especially once they're past the age of 40. And again, he was a scientist, and I said, isn't this interesting? I had never heard of CoQ10 at that time. It wasn't even something that was in my mind. Well, of course, today there's more literature about CoQ10, and his words ring in my mental ears every time I hear about it. And you bring that out in your book. Why is CoQ10 so important to the human body?
Well, we can't live without it. CoQ10 is made in the liver. We make it ourselves. People think, oh, it's a supplement, I can buy it. But we actually make it, and 200 drugs or more steal it from the body. I've posted a list of all the medications that wipe CoQ10 out of your body on my website, which is dearpharmacist.com. So you can access that list for free. I don't withhold that. But in my book, Drug Muggers, I do talk about it. And CoQ10 is necessary for energy. And the most CoQ10 in the body is found in the heart.
Oh,
so it helps the heart to beat properly and to be in rhythm. Now, this gets even more interesting because statin cholesterol drugs, things like Zocor and Lipitor, Mevacor, Pravacol, Crestor, all of these drugs that we take, also diabetic medications, they can reduce our levels of natural CoQ10 in the body. Now, I just said that it lives in the heart. If you're going to suppress levels of CoQ10 indirectly from these medicines, your heart's going to be affected and your heart rhythm. Now, this is an interesting thing because everybody knows there's a comorbid condition of heart problems and heart failure and heart attacks that's associated with diabetes. Diabetes medications are drug muggers of CoQ10. So if you have diabetes and you're taking a diabetic med, you need CoQ10. If you're taking a statin cholesterol drug, you need CoQ10. If you're taking any one of the 200 medications listed on my website, you need CoQ10. And I also list them in my book. Without it, you might get diagnosed with heart failure. You might end up with cardiac palpitations. You could get restless leg syndrome. What kind of disease is that? I don't think that's a disease. I think we just made up a disease. I think that's really a deficiency of some minerals in CoQ10. Honestly, I do. It's my opinion. It's a radio show. I can say what I want. But
right.
That's how I feel, because I think people are getting diagnosed with restless leg cramps, muscle spasms, chronic fatigue, all kinds of problems, and it's just a nutrient deficiency. It's usually CoQ10, but it could be a few others. And it's all in my book, Drug Muggers. And this is why I wrote the book. No one would publish this book for me in the beginning. My husband and I had to invest our savings to do this and sell it out of my trunk and out of the garage because I was so adamant about getting this information out there. As a pharmacist, I couldn't sleep at night because I was so obsessed with this drug nutrient depletion thing. I thought, I got to get this information out there. These people are taking their medicine. I'm not trying to stop that. I'm just trying to keep them safe on it so they don't go on to have some fatal consequence.
This is so significant, and it's relatively new because most of the time, even though we've known about some things, relative to nutrition, there have been those advocates that will say so many different things about good nutrition, which I'm very supportive of. However, the chemistry of the body, which I think is going to be one of the leading sciences, and I've been saying this for years, it's going to be one of the leading sciences so that when a baby is born, for example, with just a little drop of blood, they're going to be able to do an analysis because of technology of nutritional deficiencies or patternings that can be determined at the time of birth. If the mother was deficient, then how can we help her to be stronger? There is so much about chemistry that we don't know, and people react to many things in ways that, my goodness, we have so many effects that are hitting people that are almost of, I won't say epidemic proportions because I don't know that that's the correct word, but they're growing.
Yeah, it's
and
massive.
They are just growing by leaps and bounds. And I really like the information that about the Women's Health Initiative, WHI, there was a study, and you were talking about synthetic hormone replacement therapy. Now, this has really shifted, and I know how negatively I was affected. And when I went through the material in your book, you were talking about in 2001, the number of hormone prescriptions using equine estrogen, the Premarin, the Prempro, was 22.8 million from January to March. And the incidence of breast cancer was 141 cases per 100,000 women. And there was another study done in 2002. It's just the numbers of women getting breast cancer and other types of cancer was just increasing at a horrible rate. When the doctors stopped prescribing these drugs, which I have a very dear friend who has a history of breast cancer in her family, and her doctor, after getting certain material, said, we've got to get you off of this because you've been on it for years. Mm-hmm. And she had an incident where she thought she might have had it come and affect her, which fortunately it did not. But the fact that they stopped giving out these prescriptions and the incidences dropped.
Right.
That is, nobody's telling the public this.
Well, I have. If they get my free newsletter, which they can sign up for at my website, then they know this. They knew this years before. They knew that these medications were made from horse pee, pardon the expression, but I mean that's literally, you know, from a pregnant mare's urine. That's how they get the name Premarin, pregnant mare urine, you mm-hmm. see. And so that's how those drugs were made. But, you know, it's just unbelievable because before the WHI study came out, we thought, well, there was this widespread belief that hormones would reduce a woman's risk of heart disease and generally keep them youthful, sexy, healthy, you know, everything. But one of the researchers and physicians that I know said in a lecture at the Institute of Functional Medicine that drug was approved on very few studies. I mean, they were able to convince the public based on, I don't know, hundreds, maybe a few thousand people that this drug would work. I mean, it wasn't like it was tested for many years on the mass population and gone through, you know, rigorous trials. Basically, what I'm saying is that the drugs were approved and then given to women by the millions.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, you know, later on, they're like, oh, really? It can do this to you? But I cover that in my Drug Muggers book. I tell you that these medications can rob the body of various minerals, including zinc and magnesium, rob the body of L-carnitine, which you need for your heart and muscles, can rob the body of B-complex, including some of the Bs like folic acid. This is huge because folic acid, too little of that, will raise your homocysteine, which is a marker for cardiovascular problems. So there's a definite connection between synthetic hormones and drug mugging and all the consequences that could lead to. And I give you the antidote if you have to take that medicine. Better yet, mm-hmm. it'd be better to just take something bioidentical or, you know, manage your hormones in another way. Manage your adrenals. That helps to balance your hormones, too. But, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you know, Don, I got to tell you, since I wrote the book, since I've done hundreds of interviews, both radio and TV, I've really learned a lot. And what I've learned is that people do not even realize that their, quote, sickness and the drugs that they're taking are really because of drug one and two. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying to stop drug one and two necessarily. I'm just saying to put back what medication stole. And then you won't get all these other, quote, diseases, and you won't have to take all these other medicines. It's shocking. It's absolutely shocking. I just don't know why my book isn't in every single pharmacy, why it isn't a mandatory training for every physician who's prescribing medicine.
Well, most physicians are not trained relative to nutrition anyway. And
isn't about nutrition. Mm-hmm. They're being trained to dispense medicine. Their training mm-hmm. track is funded by pharmaceutical companies. I'm not sure why there couldn't be one course that says if you're going to prescribe Nexium or Prilosec for somebody's heartburn, and that's a whole other story, why they shouldn't be putting them on Hawaiian spirulina or maybe a trace mineral, a probiotic, an enzyme. I mean, this is basic information. If I can Google this and find this on PubMed easily with two clicks, this should be a training course. Instead, what you see is people taking these antacids and these medicines to help them eat. All of a sudden, we need a pill to help us eat, right? But forget that. They're taking these medicines, and then there's severe and potentially fatal hypomagnesemia associated. That's a big word to say low magnesium in the body. This is common knowledge, and now the FDA put a black box warning on it. But I told my readers this 6 years ago. This mm-hmm. was in my book.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, I'm not saying to stop the medicine. I don't want to insert myself between a physician and the patient. But what I do want to do is provide that safety net for the patient, for the consumer. I work for the consumer, so I work for you. So if you're going to take a medicine, I want to help keep you safe.
And that, to me, is the value of a good pharmacist. I know that when my husband had a critical health situation and he was given 14 drugs, and we walked in and I had told him, I said, you don't need all 14. Well, he went in to get refills because his doctor said, you need to do this until the next time you come in to see me. The pharmacist stopped him and asked him, Mr. Sebo, what is it that happened? So he told him, he said, do you know all of the medicine you're being given is to counteract the side effects of one primary medicine that is related to the condition you have? And he said, you need to check on this. And this
yeah.
is something
and,
that...
And then who does he go to check on? There isn't any resource. I'm the only one really, like, hammering this in the press since 1999.
Mm-hmm.
You know and what? It's interesting. It reminds me of a story in 1999. I wrote about CoQ10 and how it could be depleted by the body when you take a statin cholesterol drug. And I had a cardiologist, I swear, this is hysterical, a cardiologist email me. He was so incensed that I would say this, and he had no answer for all his patients who were bringing my newspaper column into his office. And he said, he threatened me, so I'll put you before the board, you're going to lose your license, all that. You know what I did? I sent him 75 references that I found in about 30 minutes, most of which came out of his journal. And I said, here, read your own journals. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I never heard from him again. Like, really? You know, Donna, I went to your website, and I see you're an international speaker, and you're just so fabulous. And you have on there, you say, light up your life with a little bit of insight. I absolutely love that. You are an angel. And when I read that, I thought, you know, that's what I'm doing. I'm lighting up people's life with a little insight about the medicine they're taking. And they love me for that. It's the reason they call me America's pharmacist. I'm not dishing about drugs. I'm helping people understand that if they've got to take them, this is how to avoid the terrible side effects. That's basically what we're doing here. And the pharmaceutical companies like that. You know why? Because the people stay more comfortable on their medicine. They're happy with me. I haven't heard a word from them. They're happy because people aren't ditching the medicine. They're more compliant.
Well, what saddens me is I know of cases of people that have been on medicine for years. The doctors continually give them the same medication or maybe even actually increase the dose. These people have no way or had no way. They're since passed away. One woman I know developed a brain tumor. She ended up dying from an eruption in the brain. And I know it was because of medications that she had been taking for so many years that weakened the cellular membrane in the brains. I'm not a doctor, but it's something when you find out about particular chemicals and the effect on the body over a period of time, you really need to be aware. And yes, she was into supplementation and that type of thing a little bit, but not very much. And you look at this, and she, I found, was on multiple drugs. And I think the average is for most people that are elderly, they're on a minimum of 6 drugs plus.
Yeah.
And they don't want to eat. I've just seen enough of this that makes me very, very sad.
Yeah.
It's something that's very important.
Sense.
Now, I want to cover something. You brought it up. Acid blockers and antacids. I know of a woman. She is diabetic. She has a terrible time with digestion. Now, this is a younger woman. She is not someone that in her 20s, but she's in her late 40s and getting close to 50. And she will eat certain things, and she said, I'm just miserable. My stomach, I have to take antacids, and she will be miserable even then. Now, this is something that's very, very common. And we know that when you have that your gut isn't operating. I was intrigued by a sentence in your book. You said, heartburn is a common symptom of gluten intolerance and low acid in the gut. Now, the gluten intolerance I wasn't aware of. The low acid in the gut I was aware of. This is something I don't think people realize. A half a teaspoon of baking soda often can neutralize that within a split second. And that's an old-fashioned remedy that people used a long time ago. But you don't want to take it every single day.
Right.
So,
right.
You have these things that go on, and you go into antacids, what's into them. what's in them. You talk about things that can be taken to help the body develop the acidic level that it needs, even as we get older, so it will digest foods properly. Address that for a moment.
Well, first of all, I mean, I think that's a huge factor for many people. They have heartburn. They don't realize that it could be tied to gluten or dairy sensitivity. You know, and when you tell somebody that, believe me, you're going to be met with a lot of resistance. People want their bread. People mm-hmm. want their pasta. They do not want to be told that they have to eat something, you know, that they think tastes horrible. Well, today, you know, gluten-free foods are very popular, and there's a lot of tasty things. Gluten-free doesn't necessarily mean healthy, let me just say that. But yeah, totally, I mean, people with heartburn, that's sometimes an indication that you have gluten sensitivity. It could even be an autoimmune disorder called celiac. And the simplest, cheapest thing to do is to go gluten-free to see if that's responsible for your heartburn. I mean, there's no harm in going gluten-free, and if it resolves your health concerns, then you don't need all those drugs. But yeah, this could be a very big influence for people. And also, the other big secret is that people who have hypochlorhydria, which is a condition of low acid in the stomach, which can be caused by many different things, including H. pylori infection, that can cause symptoms of heartburn. And mm-hmm. that's shocking to people because they're thinking, well, I'm taking a drug that reduces my acid because it burns. How could it be tied to, you know, low acid? It should be more acid that I have. You know, it's very counterintuitive. I can hear it's confusing as I say it. So right. The best thing to do is to go to YouTube, put my name in the box, comma, heartburn. You just put in Susie Cohen, comma, heartburn, and you'll pull up a video that explains it thoroughly, and that'll help you understand it. But it's true. Low acid will affect the trap door in your esophagus, causing it to kind of slightly pop open sometimes. And then whatever acid you have in there will rise, causing that familiar burn. So that's why the apple cider vinegar trick helps so many people who have heartburn. They feel better on that. And you can also take supplements called trimethylglycine or betaine. These are sold at health food stores. And I should, this is probably a good time to mention, if people have any questions, they can go to my Facebook. Facebook.com/ Susie Cohen RPH. And that's SUZYCOHENRPH. Stands for registered pharmacist.
You have so much information in your book. It's just absolutely wonderful. And you have a section on bone building drugs. Now, the reason I'm picking these particular topics is because this is coming up more and more and more. Women, fragile bones. I have a friend who, she's in her 70s, she's out walking, the bones in her foot break. She has to go in, has to be put in a cast. Out of the blue, this happens. Well, this means there are things going on in her body because there's no reason for these bones to suddenly break the way that they did. She wasn't doing anything. She hadn't fallen off of a building or anything. So there's something happening in the body. You talk about bone building drugs, the bisphosphates. Now, I don't think I pronounced that correctly. The bisphosphonates that really need to be addressed because, and they're a form of steroid, and they're drug mothers. That is a big one. I've had guests on my show that have given so much information about how the steroids literally rape the body of nutrients. Give us a feedback on that.
Yeah, definitely steroids, things like prednisone, methylprednisolone, those types of drugs, even the inhaled kinds that people use for asthma, they can rob the body of minerals, and so you would want to supplement with either a trace mineral supplement or something like Hawaiian spirulina. I always like that one because it's a natural form of minerals that doesn't irritate the stomach. It's also high in protein. Blood pressure drugs, we mentioned at the outset of this talk how those can rob the body of calcium and magnesium. But and even conditions, gluten sensitivity, celiac, Crohn's, IBS, chronic diarrhea, these conditions cause the body to suppress the mineral absorption in the body. You can't activate the minerals. You can't absorb them quite as well. So those kinds of conditions and any drug mugger of a mineral, magnesium, all of that, that will lead to a higher risk of osteoporosis and fractures. But the interesting thing is that nobody's really talking about strontium. And a 2004 study, that, how long ago was that? A long time ago. 2004 study in New England Journal of Medicine concluded that strontium, which you could buy over the counter, reduces your risk of nonvertebral fractures by 41%.
Holy Moses.
40, that's huge, over 3 years. It increases bone mineral density by over 14%. I mean, when you compare that to standard treatments, that's rather impressive, and yet nobody has mentioned this to you if you've gone to conventional medical practitioners. And, you know, it's infuriating, but again, if you're following my work and you subscribe to my newsletter, you have this information back in 2004 when the study came out. Because the interesting thing is strontium, again, it offers a 1-2 punch. It's got a dual mechanism of action. It prevents bone breakdown. And then it stimulates new bone growth. And we're talking about bones, but think about tooth decay. It would help with your teeth and your jaw. And, you know, there's even some question marks as to whether strontium might help with cancer-related bone pain.
Amazing. Susie Cohen, you have just done an incredible job with your publication, Drug Muggers. For those of you listening, go to DearPharmacist.com. That's D-E-A-R, just like you're writing a letter, DearPharmacist.com. Do subscribe to her newsletter, and you'll be able to share the information with friends. She also has a Facebook page, but you'll find out more about that when you go on to her website. Susie Cohen, thank you so much for being my guest. It's been an absolute delight.
Thank you, Donna.
This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Check out DearPharmacist.com. For more information. This is Donna. We're coming back in just a moment. Don't go away. More good things to share.
Amino Muscle Snack Time, the chewable nutrition that feeds your muscles. Amino acids are the building blocks of protein. When you exercise, muscle tissue naturally breaks down. This low-cal, chewable snack helps to reverse that process and won't pack on the pounds. You can chew a few tasty vanilla tablets or any one of their other flavors before or after physical exercise, right before bedtime or first thing in the morning to jumpstart your metabolism into gear for the day. Convenient to carry in a purse, backpack, or briefcase, they are a tasty snack for the person on the go. Firm, fit muscles, trim, healthy body. Sound good to you? Check out Amino Muscle Snack Time Chewable Nutrition by going to Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Tone up, trim up, and nourish your body to the fitness level you desire. Amino Muscle Snack Time Nutritional Tablets. Check out the information and order today. Go to Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Order now.
We see it every day. Courts overflowing with frivolous lawsuits. People losing all of their assets simply because they were unprepared. The best defense against unscrupulous predators and creditors is a good offense. At Corporate Direct, we use the latest legal tools to help our clients of all sizes and from all over the world create a strategy to protect what is theirs. Think asset protection is only for the wealthy? Think again. Our Cover Your Assets strategies and tools are very affordable and practical. Industry leader Corporate Direct is owned and operated by attorney and best-selling author Garrett Sutton. Give us a call at 1-800-600-1760 or go to CorporateDirect.com to see how we can tailor a CYA plan for you. That's CYA, Cover Your Assets, with Corporate Direct. 1-800-600-1760. That's 1-800-600-1760 for CorporateDirect.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. It is one of the joys that I have with the show, being able to bring people to you that have extensive knowledge, that have such a passion about what they do. And I really hope that you'll take the time to check out Susie Cohen's website at DearPharmacist.com, because if you yourself are dealing with certain physical conditions and you want to become informed, you are not going to replace having a need for a doctor, obviously. But why not become informed and learn about things? So check out the publication Drug Muggers. It is just an amazing read. And you have the opportunity to give me a call if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Give me a call at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. All I need is your first name or your initial. That's all I need. And then you are welcome to ask me a question, of course, about anything that you would like to ask me about. Well, there's a woman by the name of Kathleen King. I thought that her story was a very profound one because this is a woman that is a very, very good businesswoman. She has worked by the rules. She has done a great deal of good. She's thriving at this time. But you know what? She was fired from her own company. Mm-hmm. It was a company that she had built from scratch. She had owned it for 20 years. It was all about chocolate chip cookies. She started selling cookies at the age of 11 at her parents' roadside farm. They would let her set up a stand. Any of you do lemonade stands when you were a kid? Or some kind of a stand to try to make money to help you with school supplies, etc.? Well, she did the same thing. And she had a knack for this. And by the time she was 21 years old, on Long Island, she had her own bakery. That's right. She was renting, 21 years old. The business did so well that she was working 16-hour days. That's a lot. 21 years of age, what a success. So she decided she wanted to be able to have more of a life. She brings in two partners. They had equal shares. Everything was divvied up appropriately. And the two partners she brought in eventually turned against her. They wanted to put in ingredients that were less expensive. They swapped out butter for margarine. She refused to do it. She wouldn't go along with her thing. And she said everything went downhill very fast after these two people that she had brought into the business decided they were going to take it away from her. Her name had been on the business, Kathleen, and they were going to take even her name from her. Well, she ended up standing up in court, and she said, I had been very naive about my business decision-making. However, she found the legal system didn't work for her. It was working against her. And her family said, just have more faith in life. You need to be aware that this isn't the end-all of end-all. She said, my parents are very grounded people, very sincere people, and they taught her the value of being a good worker and having integrity, all of these good things. And she said it was just who they were. And by golly, here I am in a situation. I'd put everything into my business. It was taken away from me. And she said, I just didn't know what to do. Finally, she let go. She said, I will fight for everything that I possibly can. She lost the business. She lost the name of the business, which was Kathleen's Bake Shop. But she had her recipe, which was the recipe that she had originated, that she was able to keep. They couldn't use her recipe. And one of the stores that she had opened up, because she had multiple stores, they gave her, the court gave her, the judge did, one of the stores. After all of this involved legal battle, she said, I've got the recipe. Why don't I just start over? And that's exactly what she did. She started developing her own line of cookies, other baked goods, working on the recipes until she got them the way they should be, because making millions of cookies and or pastries is a heck of a lot different than just a few dozen in your kitchen. And she renamed her business. It's called Tate's Bake Shop. They make 50 million chocolate chip cookies a year. That is mind-boggling. 50 million chocolate chip cookies a year. And they're all done from real ingredients, made with real butter, the things that her former partners didn't want to use. She is doing it the way she wants to do it. And she said the cookies have been named number one by Consumer Reports, which is a big brownie point, if you want to use that term. And she has been awarded a high honor in the baking industry for the quality of her product. She said, I'm smarter in running my business than I was. And she said, the shop name that she gave, which is Tate's Cookies, she said, the name came from my dad's nickname, which was Little Tater. He was a farm boy. So he'd been given the nickname Little Tater. She took the Tate out of the Tater. This is Donna Sebo, and you are more than welcome to give me a call, 888-627-6008. I think that the reason I wanted to share, the reason I wanted to share the story with you is sometimes life kicks us in the teeth. We make a bad decision, or we are involved with unethical people, and, it is just so absolutely distressing when you come in contact with what we consider some of the vile and the negative in life. Yet, if we're wise, we learn from those experiences and we become stronger. And we learn that we can take what we've got and start right where we are and rebuild and make our lives more of what we want them to be. It will take effort. It will take energy. It will take planning. It will take organization. We can do it. And that is where I think when we can have people that we can mentor with, people that are going to give us that support that allows us to see our weak points, our strong points, and take sometimes those little tiny steps that you need. If you're like me and you try to be a multitasker, you got so many different things on your plate and you think you can take care of all of it at the same time, it doesn't work that way. Many times we get so burdened with a lot of stuff that we should really just let go that we are wiped out. Our energy level gets real, real low. We get very discouraged. We think that our dreams are not even attainable. But sometimes if we can take and get a different perspective or get good feedback from someone who's been around the block, so to speak, a few times, that may give us what we need to ground us, to help us look at what our options are. And I like to think that that's what I do with you when I give you the intuitive insights that I'm able to share. A little bit of this, a little bit of that can end up making a very strong base that you can build on. And wherever you are, just know you're not stuck. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a call if you'd like to chat, 888-627-6008. There is a woman by the name of Maren Kate. She said, break the unreasonable down into little reasonable chunks. A big goal is only achieved when every little thing that you do every day gets you closer to that goal. Donna Sebo here. We're going to take a break, and we will be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Too many people become victims of frivolous lawsuits and scammers simply because they were unprepared. At Corporate Direct, we use the latest legal tools to help our clients of all sizes create a strategy to protect what is theirs. Asset protection is not only for the wealthy. Our strategies and tools are very affordable and practical. Give us a call at 1-800-600-1760 or go to CorporateDirect.com to see how we can help you. That's 1-800-600-1760 for CorporateDirect.com.
Good health is something all of us want to have. Being aware of what we eat, its nutritional value, and how to balance our physical needs with our busy schedules is always a challenge. Amino Muscle Snack Time goes a long way towards helping us meet this challenge. Amino Muscle Snack Time is a nutritional food product that is portable, tasty, and in chewable tablet form, vanilla and honey flavors, a bonus for maintaining a healthy amino acid balance for healthy muscles. Amino Muscle Snack Time can be used anytime, anywhere, first thing in the morning to kick start your metabolism, Take 20 minutes before or after a workout to help recover and build muscle. Take mid-morning or mid-afternoon to help curb cravings for unhealthy snacks. Weight loss, appetite control. Only top of the line and no genetically modified ingredients are used, no caffeine added. These chewable tablets can be ordered through Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Take charge and jumpstart your food program by adding Amino Muscle Snack Time by visiting Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com for more information. Order now.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone number, if you'd like to chat with me, is 888-627-6008. I'm looking out of my studio window, and I have these beautiful hummingbirds that are just flying, zipping, zip, 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 zip. And I love their colors when they fly by. They're just absolutely gorgeous. They're so much fun to watch. Take time to go out and just enjoy nature. The birds, listen to the sounds. It's absolutely invigorating during the summer months. I just think it's fabulous. I know some of you may be in very, very hot temperatures, and you'll say, Donna, I don't think I want to do that. It's too darn hot. I'll stay in where it's cool. But remember, if you get out early in the morning, you're going to be able to hear, see, and, well, just enjoy the beauty of the environment that's around you. New ideas. Why is it that people just dig in their heels? Why is it so hard to bring innovation into the forefront? And if you're a very creative person, you express an idea, do you find people turn your back on you? Well, this is not unusual to people. It really isn't. And there's been experiments carried out at a university on 200 different subjects, and they found people associate innovation with a negative. Now, why is that? Why do we do that? Well, we like our comfort zone. We really don't want to get out of them. We know what we know, and when something new comes in, it's like, I don't think I want to do that. I really don't think I want to do that. So be aware. If you're an innovative person, understand you're going to have perhaps some people that are just going to tell you why a wheel cannot possibly roll. So just understand, it's okay. You go ahead and just demonstrate it, and you'll find that contrary to popular belief, you can roll the wheel, and you can go uphill with it and reach your goal, your destination. Also, the power of words. I really liked this example, and I'm sharing it. It was sent to me by someone who loves to play with words. And the story goes like this. A speaker was speaking about hypnosis and the power of words to affect someone's mind. There was a young person in the audience who was very skeptical, raising his hand, and this person stood up and said, I think most smart people will see right through attempts to influence their state of mind. The speaker turned to this person in the audience and said, shut up, you fool. You don't understand a thing about this. The audience was dead silent. The young skeptic's face turned beet red. He was stunned by the rudeness of the speaker. Then the speaker raised his hand to get attention from the audience. And this is what the speaker said. Please excuse me. I didn't mean to upset you. Please accept my most sincere apology. What happened? The young man, the red face went away. People that were in the environment there for the program, they sort of cleared their throats and some people moved their feet. The speaker continued with his program. And this is what he said. As I was saying, words have the power to affect someone's state of mind. When the young person in the audience came up with a comment, the speaker decided, I'm going to demonstrate to you, and he did, very adequately, the power of words. I know you all have heard the saying, sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can never hurt me. There's wisdom in that saying, but usually it takes a while for us to learn how think about what I'm saying for a minute. It's very easy for us to get our buttons pushed, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You're going to find that there are those people that are absolutely skilled at using words to create agitation so that you get disrupted. You get upset. Your ego gets into it, and you react. They know how to do it, and they'll do it purposefully because they want to manipulate you. When someone is not able to do that, that's scary to them because that means you're a thinker and you're taking dominion over your own mental space, choosing what it is you are going to respond to. Now, we as human beings, we're going to have good days and bad days and all of this different stuff. But this is very, very important. That's why con men are so good. They'll create an agitation of fear many times, wanting to assure you that they have your best interests at heart. And boy, have the cons been going on here in the Seattle area. People are getting an abundance of calls. They're getting emails. They're getting all kinds of stuff. It's age old. It's nothing new. But they will push your button. You know, one button that is pushed with so many people is the word free. I've got something for you free. Or I have a gift for you. I have a gift. And all you need to do is give me a call and you will get this gift. Emails? Do you get? My goodness, I get so many emails with stuff like this. Always what they call the hook. What is it? Something for nothing. And there is nothing in this life that is truly for nothing. You're always going to have to earn it one way or the other. Yes, the air you breathe is supposedly free. But really, there's a lot of action going on to create the air that we breathe. So just keep in mind, words do have a powerful effect. And what you say can make a difference. And I learned those lessons at a very young age because I would speak sometimes and use words that I didn't realize had an impact on others in a powerful, powerful way. I had no idea. Didn't take me long to learn that I had to be more thoughtful about what I said. And I had to learn how to use words to convey a message more effectively. And that's one of the reasons why the power of story is so wonderful. Because through the power of story, many lessons can be learned and absorbed because you feel like you can relate to it. Positive or negative story or something in the middle doesn't make any difference. The power of story, as always, with our ancestors and even with us today, is just as significant as ever. This is Donna Seaball, and I know we're just about out of time. Tomorrow we're going to be talking with Ann DeMella. What if and if only? Ann DeMella is a novelist, and she is a lady of mature years, and she has gotten into e-books. And we are going to be finding out about her personal experience with e-books and how it has enabled her to sell more books than she ever thought she ever could. So for those of you that are would-be writers or want to learn more about an environment that is becoming more and more significant in our world of advancing technology, I think you'll enjoy Anne. And then The Art of Waging Peace on the 4th of July, perfect subject. Paul Chappell's book is absolutely incredible. And then we're going to be talking with Eleanor Vincent on Friday, Swimming with Maya. This is a very heartwarming story, one that I think will have a deep impact on your thinking and, well, maybe even on how you look at life. So we have a wonderful lineup of guests, and just know we're here Monday through Friday to share these wonderful people and their stories with you to enrich your life and perhaps your understanding about how you, too, make this world a better place to live in by being true to yourself, being who you are. This is Donna Seaball. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless and have a magnificent day, evening, wherever you are in this wonderful planet of ours. I'll see you here tomorrow, same time, same place. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. We're delighted that you were able to join us and invite you to tell your friends and family about the program. Have a wonderful day.